Hello, my name is Jayema, and you're listening to Unpurified, the Ramblings of a Black Queer Christian. For today's episode of the podcast, I have finally decided to talk about my interesting relationship that I have with Satan. And, okay. I wanted to talk about this because if you've been keeping up with my podcast, then you guys know that I have schizophrenia. I hear voices. The voices that I hear are demons. And so, like, the demons that keep talking to me keep trying to make me feel afraid of them. They try to make me feel scared all the time. So I am going to talk about my relationship that I have with Satan, what I know about Satan, because he's not scary and these demons are not scary. And I just want to put that out there. I want to make it clear to everyone, including myself, that these demons are not scary. They're not scary. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So, you know, I'm going to talk about that. For context for this, I want you guys to, if you haven't looked at how I got diagnosed with schizophrenia, you should, because that is going to bring all of this into context. It's going to make sense. So, yeah, that is going to make everything make sense as to how I even have a relationship with Satan to begin with. So, it's going to make everything make sense. So, watch that first, or listen to that first, if you want to understand what I mean when I talk on this episode. So yeah, let's get into my unique and weird relationship with Satan. Okay, so if you didn't watch the episode on how I got diagnosed with schizophrenia, the way I have a relationship with Satan is because I've noticed through my warfare, through the warfare, that Satan had a crush on me. So, like, he was talking to me through the warfare. He was telling me that I should leave. That I should leave Jesus. I should leave Jesus alone, and I should talk to him. And I should date him. I should break up with Jesus, and I should date him. He had a crush on me. He was trying to talk to me. So then he put a love curse on me. Then he, like, when I said, like, when I wasn't trying to get at him, he was like trying to bag me, and I was like, I'm good. He put a spell on me. So he put a love curse on me. So this is how I got the relationship with Satan. So, like, he put a curse on me and told me that he was good. He told me he was a good guy. He had lied to me and told me that he changed his ways and he became a good person. And I foolishly believed. And I'm not going to feel bad about it, because they keep trying to make me feel bad. The demons keep trying to make me feel bad about it, but I'm not going to feel bad about it, because it's like, I mean, like, granted, it's not wise to believe anything that Satan says, but, you know, I wanted to believe. I knew that it wasn't going to last. That's the thing. I didn't think he made a real transformation. I didn't think he made, like, a true transformation. I thought he was just going to be good for, like, a short period. You know how people make ways and they change for a little bit and then they go back to their evil ways? That's what I thought he was gonna, I thought he was doing that. I thought he was gonna be good for a little bit, at least a little bit. And that's what I was hoping for. At least that short period of time where he was gonna be good. And, you know, he was not good. But I just want to talk about the stuff that I learned about him while I was under that love curse, and while, like, we were still talking and he could still talk to me, because he's not scary. Satan is a liar. Like, he's literally a liar. Lucifer is. He's a liar, but he is not something to be, like, he's not scary. Like, when you know that he's under your feet, like, it's like, he's not scary at all. He's not scary. Like, he's a dork. Like, he's like, I don't know. He's a twerp. Like, he's really a twerp. He's like a twerpy little brother. He's really annoying. Like, he's like, he's a twerp. Like, and he just be lying. He just be lying. Lying. And he's blasphemous. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Satan is something. He is something. And I don't know. It is hard to describe our relationship. And it's weird, too. Because I feel like, I don't know. Like, every time I try to go to, like, think about Satan in fullness and, like, talk about him, it's hard to put in words our relationship. I guess it's because most of it is false, because it's fake. Because he lied and put a curse on me. So it's like, it's hard to, it's hard to describe something fake. I don't know, because it's also like, because I'm sitting here and I'm, because the love curse makes me feel false affection for him and false attraction for him. But I'm sitting here, and it's like, as I'm like talking about him, I'm like, I don't know what it is that is drawing me to him. There's like nothing about him that's like drawing me to him. This is making me realize some things. Hang on. Because it's like, I don't know. He's nothing like Jesus. He's nothing like him. He's a liar. And it's funny because it's like, I can check him. But it's not funny because he's lying. Because he's like actually trying to deceive me when he does that stuff. But he just doesn't get away with it because I can clock it. And I think it's funny. But he's like actually trying to deceive me. But he just can't. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like every time I'm kind of like sit down and I earnestly think about him, I'm like, wow, he's actually trash. And I get that. You know, like the Bible says that or whatever. But it's like to know him so like intimately, I guess, and to be like, yeah, he's trash. Because he's really a liar. And he didn't, like, tell me what was going on with him. Like, he kept lying and acting like he was a good dude. And he changed his ways. But everything I found out about him, I had to ask Jesus about. Because he was never straight up with me. So I found out information about him because I talked to Jesus. But if I wasn't talking to Jesus, he wouldn't be honest with me. And it's like, how can you be in a relationship with someone like that? He's not honest and he's toxic and, because that's the thing, like, he's, like, abusive. And I don't know why it surprised me when I found out, but it really surprised me. Because I was just talking to him about saying something to him. And I can't remember what it was, because he's always getting upset about certain things. Like, he gets mad all the time. He just gets angry over stupid stuff. And I was just talking to him. And he, like, threatened to hit me. And I was just like, what in the world? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you talking about? He just threatened to hit me. Like, he just got mad. And I didn't even say anything that was too aggressive. Like, I'm never, like, talking to him out, like, recklessly or whatever. And it's just like, I don't know, like, he just threatened to hit me. I'm like, I don't deserve that. I don't know. He's really trash, actually. He's really trash. Like, he's a person with thoughts and feelings and emotions and whatever. And I know I came on here to be like, you know, he's not scary, and he's not scary. He's just a person, and he sucks. And he's not the kind of person you want in your life. He's not the kind of person you want around you, or you want to be with, or you want to listen to. Because he's a user. And that's the thing, he has real emotions. Like, he really, like, wants certain things sometimes. Because he would talk to me. He would talk about how, like, after, like, when his plans of evil world domination and after he wins the war or whatever. I mean, he knows he's going to lose. He does know that. But, say, in his dreams, after he wins the war, then he wants to fall in love and he wants to be compassionate and nice and stuff like that. Is what he would say to me. Like, he has these distant dreams, these far off dreams of love. But it's like he doesn't care about that. And I'm like, you can have this now if you weren't such a jerk. Like, you can have these things now if you changed your life and you got it together. But he's a jerk, and he won't listen. He won't listen. He does not listen. It's just like, I don't know. The entire time of when I was talking to him, I was trying to get him to get his life together, to turn his life around, and to be better. And I got him to think about it. Which I'm happy about. I got him to think about it. But he didn't change completely. I mean, he didn't change at all, really. And that's unfortunate. But, I don't know. When we were, like, talking to each other, and he had, like, put that love curse on me, because that's what I'm saying, he's, like, a user, and, like, he doesn't see me as a person. He sees me as an object. Like, he wanted to date me, but he didn't consider me a human enough to, like, get my consent. Like, he just put a love curse on me. Because he just wanted me to, like, you know, he saw me as, like, a doll. And he didn't, like, consider how I felt. And I kept telling him that. And I was like, you want to date me and you want to be with me. And I had, like, given him a list of things that I wanted him to do if he wanted to be with me. And I was like, dude, all you really need to do is, like, stop talking to all these other people. Stop being mean. Get your life together. Like, literally, like, just stop being evil. Stop being evil and stop talking to all these other people. I was like, if you want to date me, like, you're going to have to date just me. Like, I'm not sharing you. This is not happening. You're not that girl. You're not that girl enough for me to share you. It's not happening. So I was just like, I gave him like 2 rules and he didn't want to do it. And it's just like, I don't know. He just saw me as like a prop. And it's just annoying because I'm like, he knows how powerful I am in the spirit. And that's why he, like, it's a part of the reason why he wanted me so bad. And I'm just like, okay, you see that I have all of these things. And that's the thing, because he was saying that, like, he wanted to be with me because, like, he knew that if we got together that I would treat him the way that I treat Jesus. Because Jesus and I are together, or not together, we're together. We're together, not together. Couple-y, not really. I don't know. Jesus and I have a weird relationship too. But like, he knew that I would be loyal to him the way that I'm loyal to Jesus. If we were to be together. And that's what he wanted. And I was like, I'm like, if you want loyalty, you're going to have to be a better person. You're going to have to be a better person. You're going to have to be a better person. But when we were talking, I asked him a bunch of questions. And I got, I hope, the real answers. It feels like I got the real answers, because he does lie about a lot of stuff, but I feel like he wasn't lying when I asked him these questions. So I asked him a bunch of questions. So I'm gonna give you all, I'm gonna find the note pages on my old phone, and I'm gonna give you all the tea from the questions that I asked. So if you wanted to know some certain things, some personal questions about Satan, I'll let you know in this next segment. So let's get into that. Okay, so the first question. What does Satan look like? I figured this out on my own just on the way that he talks. I also heard it. So every question is use discernment, okay? Because y'all know I have schizophrenia. And I'll be hearing from demons, and demons are liars, okay? But Satan keeps trying to tell me that he's a black man. He keeps showing up, like, he'll, like, send me a dream where it's, like, it represents him, and he's shown as a black man. He keeps trying to act like he's black. He's not black, okay? He talks to me like he's a fully grown Caucasian male. Okay, he talks to me like he's a white man. He talks about my skin as if he's white, as if he does not have that skin. He be talking about my skin like my sweet caramel mocha frap, my ebony chocolate princess. Like, that's how he be talking to me. And I'll be like, you're white. You're white. You are Caucasian. You're white. You're white. You are white. So, Satan, I heard. He was 5'3". They told me he was 5'3". So I heard 5'3". He's a 5'3" white man. A 5'3" Caucasian male. White male. A 5'3" white male. Okay. That's what I heard. I may not be for sure on the 5'3"-ness, but on that Caucasian, he talked like a white man. He talked like a whole white man. So I feel like he's white. Gotta be. The devil is white, cause he got to be. Anyways, why does Satan hate Jesus? I asked him why he hated Jesus. He said that he's selfish. He hates him because he's selfish. He doesn't want to be like him. He said that he wants to talk freely, like he wants to say what he wants. And I'm like, okay, who said that you can't say what you want? He said he hates Jesus because Jesus wasn't rocking with his evil. And he was like, I'm just saying what everyone else is thinking. Like, he thinks that he's, like, saying the right things. He's like, he's not letting him talk, but he's just saying what everyone else is thinking is what he's saying. He doesn't like Jesus because Jesus clocks him for who he is. He also said that he feels rejected by him, which made me a little sad. But I feel like he was lying to me about that. But, I mean, it could be true. And he also said that he hates Jesus because he's perfect and unstoppable. So, I asked him, I was like, okay, so what did you want that you couldn't have when you was in heaven? Because he was in heaven at one point and was eating right and doing good. And I was like, what did you want that you couldn't have when you was in heaven? Like, you're in heaven. And he was like, I don't want peace. Only problems. He did not want peace. He wanted me. He wanted all of me. And that's also what he said. And he wanted to be supreme king. So, like, supreme king, because Jesus is supreme king. But he wanted to be supreme king, so he's mad that he couldn't have that. I was like, okay, so why are you evil? And he said that he wanted to do stuff in his own strength, and he wanted to have pride in himself if he ever were to win. And I was like, okay, there's nothing that Satan can do that isn't allowed by God, right? So he has to run everything by Jesus before he can do anything. He has to run it by Jesus first. So there's nothing that the devil can do in your life that isn't first acknowledged by God. And you can see that in Job. So I was like, why do you continue to be evil if you can't take full credit for any evil wins? Because, like, you can't, there's nothing that you can do that can't be done that isn't run by Jesus first. So, like, you have to, like, even the power that, like, you have within yourself, Jesus gives you that power, and then you dilute it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have the power to do these things. Like, magic is, like, diluted. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jesus gives you the power, and it's like fake stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so I was like, why do you continue to be evil if you can't take full credit for your evil wins? And he was like, the benefits from being evil. And then he was like, you know, like, why is everything that's, like, it's like everything that's bad, like, makes you feel good for a season. Like, it makes you feel good for a little bit. And he fell in love with being evil. And he fell in love with himself as an evil person. So, like, he fell in love with the evil, and he fell in love with himself as an evil being. That's my cat. So, I had sat there, and I asked him why he put a delusion on me. And he was like, he was trying to have a hold on my mind when I got to Jesus. He said that he couldn't get a hold of me. And that's true, because I don't entertain him. I don't focus on him. I don't even really like talking about him, even in my messages. And I feel like if y'all like pay attention to my podcast, y'all know that I do not be talking about the enemy. I feel like a lot of pastors put their focus on the enemy, and they talk about him, and they're like, yeah, because blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I do not care about this man. He is beneath my feet. I don't talk about him. Onyx, please. He's beneath my feet. Like, we're not talking about him. Like, he is... You are nobody. We're not talking about him. So he couldn't get a hold of me. He couldn't get me to focus on him. So he put a delusion on me. That includes the love curse. So he put a love curse. He put a delusion, which is the love curse, and also a delusion of doubt. So it's illusion. It's a heavy delusion of multiple things. he also said, I take what I want. He said, I take what I want. And he said he also put a delusion over me because I'm powerful. And I could do a lot for his side, like on the evil side of things, because I'm very powerful. I asked him what he saw in me. Stop, Onyx. He told me that I'm amazing. And that I don't have to say anything because it shows. And he also told me that I'm his favorite. And I asked him what that meant later. What that meant, you'll figure out what. But he just said I'm his favorite. I'm the favorite. I'm Lord Jesus. He likes to torment me. I'm his favorite one. He's favorite to torment. His fave to torment. I asked him why he's so mean to me. He said it is simply who he is. He also said it's for manipulation purposes. He said it's to break me down so that I'm vulnerable enough to want to do anything for his approval, which, you know, a weaker girl, I guess that makes sense. He also did it so that he can try to get me to be evil so that I get closer to him. And he also is mean to me because, he knew that he never had a chance with me. So he's been, like, spiteful about it. Like, he's, like, been angry about it. So he, like, takes his anger out on me because he knew, like, he knew that he could never have me. So he was angry about it and took it out on me because of it. I asked him why he's trying this hard to bag me. He was like, he just wanted to bag me. He knew that he wasn't going to be king. So he wanted to bag me because he knew that he wasn't going to be king. Like, he knew that he was never going to be the supreme king. So he wanted me because I am Jesus' wife. So he wanted to be with me because he couldn't be the king. But he was like, he wanted the king's wife. He also said that I'm one in existence, I'm rare, and that if I got with him, I would treat him how I treat God. I asked him why he didn't want to cut them people off, because he had, because this is one of the things I told him. I was like, if you want to be with me, I was like, cut these people off and start being good. Cut them off and start being good. Change your life, get your life together. And I asked him why he didn't want to cut the people off. He said he stays with them to cope with everything. He stays with them for, like, sexual urges, and, like, he brings out, like, the worst in them. So, like, being with them makes them be more evil, like, because they're dating Satan and they're more evil because of it. So I asked him, has he ever thought about being good again? And he said, yes, because of me. Ooh. And I felt very proud of that. Very proud of that. He thought about it because of me. And I kept telling him, I was like, I just need you to think about it. Like, I know you're not going to change. But can you at least just sit there and think, I was just sitting there thinking of your kiss and warm embrace. Yeah. Okay. I asked him why he feels like he deserves me. He said that he was smooth. He said that he was lonely. Because I had a dream. Okay, so one of the dreams that I had, the Lord sent me a dream that, like, Satan was, like, getting at me because, like, he felt like he was owed me. Like, he felt like he felt entitled to me. And so, like, I was like, why do you feel that way? And so he said that he was smooth. He said that he was lonely. He said he felt like he had to stay in his place, like, when he was in heaven. He felt like he had to stay in his place the whole time. And so because of this good behavior that he had, that he felt like he was owed me as a person. And he wanted to be paid for his labor. He said he felt like a slave. And he said that he was good at what he did. So he, like, wanted to be paid and felt like a slave. Okay, so this question is, he kept playing me a whole bunch of songs that was talking about him, like he was going to do right by me. And I was like, what does that mean? And he was talking about sex. He's not talking about being a good person. He was just referring to having sex. And this is what I was like, what does favorite mean? Favorite to torment. Favorite to torment. I asked him, what did I do to get this energy? And I guess energy, I don't know what I meant by this energy. I guess his attentiveness. I was like, he said, my faithfulness, I'm chosen by God, I'm a champion, and I never took a loss. Gang, 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 gang. And I had asked him, I was like, why do you want me to like you if you hate me? Because he cannot stand me, but he does like me at the same time. It's weird. It's very strange. He told me that he loves me so much that he hates me. He wants me to stop slowing down his evil progress. And he said that I have that juice, or that sauce, if you will. I asked him if he dates other fallen angels. And he said no. But I don't think that's true. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if that's true. He said he's really attracted to human beings. But this is when he kept trying to act like he wasn't a human being. But he's a white man. He is a white man. Like, this is a white man. He is a white man. This is when I thought he could be in my dreams. And he can't physically be in my dreams. I don't think he can actually be in my dreams. This is something that I've been trying to figure out with the Lord. I don't think he can actually be in my dreams. But this is when I thought he could be in my dreams. And I was like, why were you in my dream last night? And he said he was determined to get me, and he believes that I have something that he's been waiting his whole life for. And one of the things that, like, one of the things that he says, like one of the things that he likes about me is that he says that he likes my realness. And I was like, why do you like my realness? And so he was like, he said that I don't need much to be happy, and I don't need much to be happy. But he was given the implication that, like, he was implying that sex would be all that he would need to do to keep me happy. And that is not true. he said my loyalty would be genuine. I wouldn't fight my position, and, like, I wouldn't plot against him. Like, if I had him, or, like, he bagged me or whatever. I wouldn't lie about what I did in terms of, like, my marching orders. Like, say if he gave me an order, I wouldn't lie and say that I did do it when I didn't do it or whatever. His soldiers are not loyal to him, and they are not loyal to him because of me. 'Cause I make him look goofy. And I was so proud of myself when he said that. I make him look goofy because he's a loser. I had asked him, I was like, why is he romantically interested in me? He was like, I'm a main character. And I was like, he's like, I never fail at anything. I only learn. I do things for myself. He said it's a trick to try to get me to be obsessed with him. And he said he's not feeling me, but wait, he's feeling me. Hold on. He's feeling me, but he's not trying to date. He's only focused on being evil. Like, he is, he does like me, but he doesn't want to date. And that's the thing. Like, he's very, like, flip, flip, floppy, flip, flopping. Like, he's very flip floppy when it comes to, like, he's like, yes, I love you. I love you. And other times he's like, nah, I can't do this. I can't do this. I asked him why he's obsessed with me. A lot of these questions are the same. I'm realizing. He said, God made me fresh. I was like, he's like, I'm a beast in a good way. He said, because I'm the reason for everything. I make what I do look easy. I'm so high that I'll never come back down. I guess he wants to be connected to me. I will make him look better. I will hold down the evil kingdom, and I will be like a safe space for him. Like, he wants to use me to cope for his stress and everything. And that's the thing. Because this is something that I've been wanting to talk about for a really, 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 really long time. Demons are just human beings without bodies. And when they sin, they are not having fun. They are not having a grand time. They are, like, living a life of sin for them sucks. Like, they are living a life of sin and it sucks. So it's like, you know, like, if I feel like everybody knows what it's like, you know, when you're living in sin and you're doing evil stuff and you're just doing stuff just to cope. Like, that's how they live their life all the time. Like, if stuff just goes wrong and they just have stuff and they have a whole lot of chaos going on in their lives and they just do things just to cope. They're not having fun. And they're trying to convince everybody that they're having fun and, like, to be evil is fun, but it's not. It's not. It's not. They're not having fun. They're not having a grand time. They are miserable. They're miserable. They are miserable. And they're trying to convince people that they're having fun when they're not. They're not. And I just want that to be, I want that message to be clear. Because they are not having fun. They're not. Okay, so I had asked him, I was like, why do you pretend to be Jesus if you don't like Jesus? And these answers were very interesting to me. And he's like, people don't go far where Jesus isn't leading them. And when he leads people astray into darkness, like in the name of Jesus, it's harder for people to remove that from their thought patterns because they believe that it was from God. So he pretends to be Jesus and he leads people astray in the name of Jesus. And it's harder for people to remove it because people aren't humble. People aren't humble and people have their preconceived notions of Jesus, which is why it's like people don't break as many strongholds as they can break because they refuse to open their minds to hearing the voice of God and into being willing to be corrected. People are unwilling to be corrected. People are unwilling to break down their preconceived notions of Jesus. So when he leads people astray in the name of Jesus, it takes a long time it takes a long time for it takes a long time for that to get out of people's thought patterns, if they want to get it out of their thought patterns. Another question that I asked him, I was like, how do you get anything done in your kingdom if you lie so much? Because he lies about everything. He lies literally about everything. And I'm like, people say that there's like the devil's kingdom is like filled with like there's government orders and blah, blah, blah. Like they're, and I don't think this is true. Because he lies so much. He's lying about everything. I think they all just be evil. I think it's a self-employment thing. Because I'm like, how do y'all get anything done? The way this man lies, he lies entirely too much to be the one out here giving orders. And that's what I'm saying. If they're all known for lying, I'm like, how do you know that anything is getting done if y'all all lie? And lying's okay down there. So it's like, you're giving me an order, and how do I even know that this is the order that you want to get done? And then I could just lie and be like, I did the order when I didn't do the order, because you cool with lying. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, how is anything getting done? I'm like, it has to be a self-employment kind of situation where y'all just do whatever. Like, y'all is just evil. And you know what I'm saying? Y'all is just evil. On a self-employment, like, you're an independent contractor. Like, it gotta be, like, this way. Because ain't no way y'all banding together and working together and doing things when y'all lie this much. Y'all are not working together. You lie too much. You lie too much. You lie too much. I asked him, what do I gain from being with you over Jesus? He was like, I could give you magic. And I was like, Jesus has power. That's greater than magic. And so then he was like, okay, then nothing. I can give you nothing. Yes, girl, give us nothing. I asked him if he was a music angel. He said, yeah. I asked what kind of angel he was, and I think he's a dancer. He told me he was a dancer, and he still dances. He's a dancing angel. He was a dancing angel. I asked if he sleeps. Yes, he does, because a lot of people think the enemy doesn't sleep. They do sleep. They are not God. He sleeps. He's scared of heartbreak. I was like, why do you have so many partners if you don't want any love? And he doesn't want to get his heart broken. And I was just like, okay, girl. And I asked him why he rebelled. He said he wanted to find himself and be himself, which is evil, because he acts like the evil is a part of him when it's not. He said he wanted me, and he wanted to have all the power and be God. And that's why he rebelled. And I was like, how did you know about me before I existed on the earth? Because he had told me that he rebelled. I was part of the reason why he rebelled. I was part of the reason why he and all the other demons rebelled against God. And he said he had a vision about me, and he heard about me. I was like, probably from God. God probably told him about me. God probably talked to him about me, and he heard about me from God. So I was like, okay. A lovely night
you know you'll never see.
And I asked him what his plans was, if he was actually God, like if he actually became God. And he was like, he was gonna bask in the glory. He wanted like all the people, everybody to be evil. And then that's when he was trying to fall in love. That's when he's trying to fall in love. Oh, I actually asked him how he put the curse on me. Because I'm like, I don't know nobody in the natural. Like, I don't know nobody. So he just said that he did it. He did it himself and God allowed him to do it. So I was like, okay, that makes sense because I don't know nobody. And I asked him if he was the highest angel before he fell. He said no. And Gabriel's the highest angel. Because I don't know where that lie came from that he was the highest angel. That he was the highest angel. You know what I'm saying? In the kingdom. Like, where did that come from? He was not. He was not the highest angel. He's not. So, I mean, that's what he told me. So, like I said, those are the questions that I asked him. Use discernment, okay? Use discernment. All right. This is just what I got when I asked him when I was. I mean, I guess technically I'm still under that curse, but when that curse was heavy, when that curse was heavy, when it was heavy on me, when it was heavy, that's when I asked him all that, and he was being kinda sorta honest with me. Kinda honest with me. You won't lie too much. I mean, he was lying. He lied a lot. He lied a lot. He lied a lot. A lot of that I had to ask Jesus about, but I was trying to talk to him and like, whatever. Satan is annoying, but like, you know, Satan's gonna Satan, I guess. Satan is gonna Satan. But if you made it all the way to the end of this podcast, thank you for listening. And I hope you learned a little bit more about Satan and realize that he is not scary. He is not scary. He is not scary. He is a man, a white man, a 35-year-old looking white man who, I don't know, has a crush on me. Has a little crush. Has a little crush on me and is doing everything in his power to get me. Cause he got a little, he got a little, he got his feelings. He got a little crush. So, you know. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. If you made it to the end, thanks for listening.
Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. If you would like to find me online, I'm on Instagram at The Bible Is Inclusive, and I'm on Twitter at Bible Inclusive. I also have a book. It's called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? And that's available in paperback and ebook. And that's on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Apple Books, Kobo, Scribd, and other retailers. And if you would like to visit my website is called thebibleisinclusive.com. And that is the host of my blog. And I make many posts on there about, like, you know, the spiritual things that I have found out. I tend to be more active on the blog than I am on my podcast. So I recommend that you subscribe to my website so that you can get updates every time I post on there because, you know, she posts on there more frequently. And if you would like to become a Christian, you can figure that out on my website as well. You can go to the menu, there's a tab, and it says, you know, how to become a Christian, and it'll show you the prayer that you can pray in order to become a Christian if you would like to. And also, you don't have to, you're not forced into this, but if you would like to donate to me, you can also go to my website. And there is a tab on there that says donate, and you can put in, you know, however much money you would like. They have a single, like one-time donations, and they also, I think they have recurring donations on there too. So you can, you know, do it however you want, and you'll be able to donate to me. And yeah, thank you again for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. And I'll see y'all in the next one.